Nehemiah chapter 8. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was in front of the water gate. And they asked Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord Jehovah had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation both of men and women, and all who could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month Tishri, September, October. And he read in it in front of the street that was in front of the water gate from the morning until midday, before the men and the women, and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose, and beside him stood Mattithiah, and Shema, and Ananiah, and Uriah, and Hilkiah, and Maaseiah, on his right hand. And on his left hand, Pedaiah, and Mishael, and Malchiah, and Hashem, and Hashbadana, Zechariah, and Meshullam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, because he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord Jehovah, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, let it be, Amen, let it be. With lifting up of their hands. And they bowed their heads, and worshipped the Lord Jehovah with their faces to the ground. Also Jeshua, and Bani, and Sherbiah, Hamin, Akab, Shabbathai, Hodijah, Maaseiah, Kalida, Azariah, Jozabad, Hanan, Peliah, and the Levites, caused the people to understand the law. And the people stood in their place. So they read in the book in the law of God distinctly, and explained the meaning, and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest the scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord Jehovah, your God. Do not mourn, nor weep. Because all the people wept, when they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. Because this day is holy to our Lord. Neither be sorry. Because the joy of the Lord Jehovah is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, Hold your peace, because the day is holy, neither be grieved. And all the people went their way to eat, and to drink, and to send portions, and to make great joy, because they had understood the words that were declared to them. And on the second day there were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests, and the Levites, to Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law which the Lord Jehovah had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should live in booths in the feast of the seventh month Feast of Tabernacles. Tishri, September, October. And that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities, and in Jerusalem, saying, Go forth to the mount, and fetch olive branches, and pine branches, and myrtle branches, and palm branches, and branches of thick trees, to make booths, as it is written. So the people went forth, and brought them, and made for themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house temple of God, and in the street of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim. And all the congregation of those who had returned out of the captivity made booths, and sat under the booths. Because since the days of Joshua the son of Nun to that day the children of Israel had not done so. And there was very great gladness. Also day by day, from the first day to the last day, he read in the book of the law of God. And they kept the feast 7 days. And on the eighth day was a solemn assembly, according to the manner.